Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. Yes, indeed. This is just me this time. And I want to talk to you about one of the things I get questions about all the time, and that is the Dream 100 do's and don'ts, especially when it relates to going to events and things. So I've been to a ton of events recently. You're going to hear a couple of podcasts and a few episodes about some of the things I've learned, everything from being out working with Dean Graziosi, spending some time at 10X with Russell and Grant Cardone's event, flying out to TNC, and then all social media marketing work. So there was like 10, 12 days of just craziness. But what I want to talk to you guys about right now is one of the most important things I find, and it's something that is just so important when you're looking at building relationships. And this is the whole idea behind the Dream 100. Now, this is not a new concept. If you've followed any of Russell's content or teachings or anything else, dot-com secrets, expert secrets, everything you see is always going to be mentioned about this whole idea as far as the Dream 100. And I want to spend a little bit of time here as far as making sure it makes sense to you and as far as why we do it, but most importantly, exactly how to do it, the do's and the don'ts, what works and what doesn't. So with that said, the Dream 100, if you're not familiar with it, go buy a dot-com secrets book. So get a free copy of it, dotcomsecrets.com. Or if you want, just pay attention here. I'm trying to make sure you guys understand. The idea here is when you're looking at the Dream 100, it's basically 100 people or so, or whatever the number might be. It might only be 10 or 15, depending on your industry and the business that you're in. The idea behind it is these are the people who you want in your network. These are people you want to develop lifelong or at least very lengthy business relationships with. This is not a just burn and churn type of relationship, which unfortunately I see a lot of people doing on this whole idea as far as the Dream 100. This is something that takes a lot of time and effort, but the payoff is so, so huge. I've done a couple podcasts on this in the past. You can go back and take a look at that. But I want to talk to you a little bit about this. Understand, the first thing here is not to stalk people. And I know that sounds like, well, of course, that makes a ton of sense. But at the same time, you kind of have to stalk people. And what I mean by that is you may be stalking them virtually, but when you actually meet them, don't stalk them in real life. And my only reason to say that is I've seen this happen at so many different events. I've seen it when I'm around Russell. I've seen it. I saw it literally at three different events back to back to back where there was people who literally were just, we ran into them all of the time, and they were like, oh, I just want to get a photo, or I just want to talk to them. You have to understand, you're going to burn that relationship. This cannot be, you've got to look at this thing as if it's a courtship. You're dating this person. You're trying to get to know them because you're going to do business with them for a very, very, very long time. Too often people think it's just all about me, and I know if I can do this, or, I mean, I get pitched all the time these days as far as, you know what, if you'll promote this, we'll give you a 50-50 split. I'm like, of what? I don't need the 50-50 split. That's not appealing to me. It's not the money. The idea behind this is you're trying to create value. The whole idea behind the Dream 100, it's a value exchange. Now, the reason I mention that is there's a lot of times where you may not perceive or think that you have a lot of value to give to those people. And I want to make sure you guys understand that you're wrong. There is such a massive value that you can provide to other people. And I'll give you a couple of examples here in just a minute. But understand, it cannot be what's in it for you. It's what's in it for them. I'm going to give you a couple of do not do type of things. So if you've read dot-com secrets or you've heard us talk about this, you've heard how frequently we will mail out packages to different people. The idea here is to start developing a relationship with them. Now, when you're mailing these packages out, especially on the first one, your first package cannot be all about you. And I know that seems kind of stupid, but I see it happen all the time. We got a package in the office just recently, and I could tell it was Dream 100. It was beautifully put together. You opened it up, and inside was a video card, and the video card was just basically all about that person, and it was all their promotional materials and all this kind of stuff, and it was just basically a pitch. Understand, that is not how the Dream 100 works. It is not just a pitch. You're building a relationship. You're dating. You're courting these people. You got to think of it that way. The other thing is, make sure that when you're stalking them online, what I mean by that is, spend some time getting to know these people. The best thing to do is to actually In fact, recently, we just hired Miles Clifford in our office to become our relationship manager. One of his main jobs is going to get to know people really, really well. And part of that, in a weird way, will be stalking them online to find out what are the things they like, what are the things they don't like. As much as, I mean, Russell is pretty vocal about his own personal religious beliefs and things. And at the same time, it's such a nice gesture when someone sends him a bottle of wine. And he will never say, Russell's just too nice of a guy not to say anything. He'll accept it graciously and everything else, but he's not going to drink it. And fortunately, other people in our office do. And some of the benefits they get for working here, I guess, at ClickFunnels. But realize when you're trying to send someone a gift, think about what's in it. What do they like? I was talking to Yada about this the other day. She was in the office and she was the recipient of a beautiful Dream 100 packet. And it was all about what this guy basically ended up sending her, the Pretty Woman DVD, because it meant so much to him. And I'm like, that's really cool. But y'all was like, David, it didn't mean anything to me. I actually didn't even like the movie that much. And so, excuse me, there was no real value there for her. So realize you want to make sure when you're thinking about it, you're giving something of value. The other thing is, I was at an event just recently, and this person was like, oh my gosh, you know, Dave, I want to introduce you to so-and-so. I'm like, oh, great. I actually know that person really well. He goes, oh, fantastic. When you talk to him, please make sure that I referred you. And I was like, I just told you I know that guy real well. I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, I want you to talk to him about this specific thing. And he gave me two or three things that he thought would be super cool for me to make sure I talked to him about. And I thought, great, I'll go talk to him. So I had this great conversation. The other guy and I spent a lot of time talking about it and everything else. And then later, the guy I'd spent all this time talking to came back to me and said, Dave, it's really weird. I just got this text from so-and-so saying that he referred me to you or referred you to me. And I'm like, yeah, I told him that I knew you. He goes, I think he's wanting to get a piece of whatever deal we may structure together. And I'm like, I don't get it. I understand it, but understand you can't go into everything, especially when you're connecting other people. It can't be about you. You've got to be willing to give and give and give and give. I want to give you a couple of examples of some people who have done that recently, which has been super, super cool. One of the examples was, I'm actually recording this on my iPhone right now because I've had a couple of people tell me how terrible my quality is on my audio. And so I'm trying to find a better way of getting better audio on my interviews. Well, one of the guys was giving me a whole bunch of crap and had actually responded to an interview that I had done with Ross Cristofoli. And Ross was kind of joking back and forth about it. And I said, you know what? I'm in the process of trying to get a better sound, better mics, and all that other kind of stuff. Well, out of the blue, what shows up at my office was a brand new Yeti mic from Ross Cristofoli. Now, Ross is a super generous, super great guy, but he didn't have to do that. But understand, it's those little tiny things that mean the world. Again, Ross is a great friend and everything else, and it's not like he's trying to get anything out of me, but it's those types of things that you would do for another friend that you're just kind of reaching out. That's the kind of stuff you want to send when you're looking at Dream 100 type of things. Find out what they like, what's important to them. There was a time, an example, we went out to Pirates Cove. Gosh, one of the very first times I was at Pirates Cove with Russell, it's probably been, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And I ended up bringing a huge gift for him because I knew how much he loved the Twix bars, but it was the peanut butter bars. And so they were filled with peanut butter instead of the caramel. And so I literally brought the two biggest cases I could find of Twix peanut butter bars. And again, it was something I would do for a friend. And that's the kind of stuff you want to do when you're looking at Dream 100 type of stuff. Another example is most recently, so one of the ways you can do this, and again, one of the things I'm going to have Miles doing is kind of stalking some of the people online that we're going to have on our Dream 100 to find out what are the things that they like. An example of this most recently was I actually received a gift from Christopher Voss, where I had done a Facebook Live a while back. I actually had done two of them, and Christopher Voss has sent me two amazing gifts, extremely thoughtful. One of them basically was at Christmas time, I ended up doing one about I heard the bells on Christmas Day and the true meaning of it, what it meant to me, how much I enjoyed it, all that kind of stuff. Well, what I ended up receiving from him was this beautiful little tiny chest treasure chest, and when you open it up were these little tiny books of I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, and it was actually bookmarked with the lyrics of the part that I liked the most. And it was a thought, it was super, super thoughtful. And then just this last week, a while back, I'd done another Facebook Live about whether or not prayer was your steering wheel or if it's your spare tire. In other words, when you're looking at prayer, is it something that you use to drive your life and you do it on a regular basis, or you only use it when you're in an accident or when you have a flat tire and you're in desperation, you reach out to God and are hoping that he's going to help you? Well, Christopher basically created this beautiful plaque, basically a wheel. Part of it was a steering wheel, part of it was a spare tire. Had that quote on there, and it was framed. It was just a beautiful piece he sent to me, and then he sent me. He also kind of done this homework and knew that I had myself, my wife, and four boys, so there's six of us in our family. And so he sent six bookmarks of that, basically in a miniature size. And then he also had taken the time and he actually set and wrote me a handwritten note about how much it meant to him and the fact he actually had a picture of that on his wall, and he talked about it with his family. So realize, I've never before spent a whole bunch of time with Christopher, but I can tell you, when I get to Funnel Hacking Live, he's one of the guys I'm going to be seeking out because I want to make sure he understands how much I appreciate that. It's that kind of stuff that you do when you're trying to develop a relationship. So my only reason in mentioning this kind of stuff is I want to make sure that you understand this is the kind of thought you need to put into your Dream 100. Dana Derricks is by far one of probably the best guys at doing the Dream 100 stuff, because his gifts are way crazy, crazy stuff. I mean, way over the top nuts. And the best way to find that out is I want you to take a look at Dana Derricks. Basically, if you were to Google Dream 100 book, you would find in the Dream 100 book is basically written by Dana Derricks. And I want you to go through his funnel and realize, first of all, the cost of the book, how he goes through the funnel, but most importantly, the value that you get out of that. So look at Dana Derricks. He's going to be speaking at Funnel Hacking Live. If you're there at Funnel Hacking Live, by all means, make sure that you find him, track him down, and ask him about the Dream 100. The other thing is, I want to make sure that when you're thinking about this, another guy who comes to mind actually is Sammy Shoebox Moses. He's a DJ. I met him on one of the yacht cruises we were on in down at TNC. He also was the DJ at TNC a couple weeks ago. And I was sitting there talking to him, and I was so impressed with just the energy that he brought into the room. I thought, man, that'd be just awesome. I'd love to have this at Funnel Hacking Live. Well, we'd already gone through and spent a whole bunch of time getting things done, and it just wasn't going to happen for us as far as bringing him in. And so I had said, you know what, we're not going to be able to have time. Well, he went through and sent me four or five different songs and why the impact it would have on the audience, and just gave me a ton of different things that we could do to actually bring a whole bunch of energy inside him, even though he wasn't going to be able to make it and we weren't able to hire him. It's that kind of value that he provided. So realize you need to take a look at none of these guys. Again, it's not like they spent a whole bunch of money or anything else. It's the value exchange. Sammy, basically, his value exchange is providing time that I don't have to spend a whole bunch of time looking for different music tracks that we could use. In addition to that, he's out there doing everything he possibly can to make sure that he's giving and giving and giving and giving as much value to me. Who knows what's going to happen? One of the things you have to understand about life is karma, and it is real. I don't care what your religious beliefs are, karma is real. It just happens. The universe hates a vacuum. And what I mean by that is, if you continue to give and give and give and give and give, this whole law of reciprocity, it just comes back. It may not come back directly from that one person, but it does come back into your life. And so I'm just, and really encourage you guys, as you're looking at coming to Funnel Hacking Live, and you're going to want to spend a whole bunch of time with people, plan in advance. If there's certain people, I can tell you right now, it's about 10:30 at night. Miles and I have been in the office, and we went through 335 people who are going to be at Funnel Hacking Live that I wanted him to meet and get to know as our new relationship manager. For no other reason than the fact that these are people who have provided value to our audience and to our group, and I wanted to make sure that they know how much it means to us and how much we appreciate that. So his whole job basically over the next week is to go online, to Google these people, to find out more about them. Some of them are Inner Circle members who he's met. Others are some of our two Comic Club winners. Others are people who haven't done anything for us as far as providing a ton of value to us as a group, but they've done it for me personally. So I wanted him to kind of get to know them as well. So just realize when you're out there, it's this kind of stuff that you need to look at as far as how can you give. And as you're giving, as you're looking at coming to Funnel Hacking Live, or as you're looking at going to an event, plan in advance and see who might be in attendance and what can you know about those people. What types of things could you do to provide value to them? Take a look. One of the ways you provide value to people is if they're doing a Facebook Live or they're doing something on their, share their posts, comment. If they've got groups and things out there, be involved in those types of groups. You will find that that type of value, it never goes unnoticed. People start paying attention to who's commenting, who's sharing, who's helping them get their message out. Whatever you can do to help other people in that way, it all comes back to you. So with all that said, first of all, first step, step number one is go get a copy of .com Secrets. If you don't have it, you got to get that. Second thing is, as you're looking at coming to Funnel Hacking Live, make sure that you spend some time planning in advance who might be there, who you want to meet. Third thing is, when you're there, don't stalk people. Think, what are the values I can give? How can I help? Be generous with your time. Be generous with what you can do. One of the things you're going to find at a live event, one of the best things about it is people are there to connect. It's one of the main reasons they're there. So as long as you do it in a way that's not offensive and doesn't monopolize all their time when they're trying to take care of other things, they're so much more willing to give and connect when they're at a live event than any other place. So let's take the time. Again, I hope to see all of you there at Funnel Hacking Live. It's literally a week from today, and I can't wait to hopefully connect with you guys real soon. Have an amazing day, and we'll talk soon. You know, one of the things that means a ton to me is the personal reviews that you guys leave on iTunes. If you wouldn't mind going out, rate the show. Let me know how I'm doing. Just go to iTunes, click on the episode, and rate it. Leave a comment. I read all the comments. I appreciate all the stars and everything everyone already left for me. Again, I really appreciate it, and it's my way of finding out how I'm doing. So if you don't mind, I'd really appreciate it. And I, again, thank you so much for all that you guys do. Have a great day.